This is a Weird Darkness bonus bite. Both literally and figuratively, monsters don't come much bigger than Bigfoot. With new DNA evidence collected by the Travel Channel's Expedition Bigfoot team offering an all-new perspective on the creature's existence. While this evidence might not confirm that the creature exists definitely, the data shows that evidence of an unexpected species of primate appeared in the United States, an area in which it would be incredibly unlikely to appear. In this regard, it's possible that there are other species of primates that have existed in the U.S. without human discovery, which could lend credence to the idea that a massive Bigfoot could be out in the wild, existing undetected. Per press release, during filming deep in the wilderness of Kentucky's Appalachian Highlands, eDNA collected from soil under a massive tree structure found by Dr. Mayer and LeBlanc produced surprising and exciting results. Environmental DNA, eDNA, is the genetic material naturally left behind by animals in the environment. Scientific analysis of these samples helps generate a snapshot of any living creatures. This revolutionary new tool is increasingly used to confirm the presence of elusive animals. This scientific expedition may have finally taken one of the world's greatest mysteries out of the pages of legend and lore and into reality, Dr. Mayer shared in a statement. Miroslava Mujia-Ramos, project manager at the UCLA California Environmental DNA Program, has analyzed the eDNA sample from the tree structure. Following are her observations. "We received soil samples from your team and took a few months to get them processed. What we're looking at are the unique organisms that we were able to identify. Our software does what's known as metabar coding. So I'll match up all the DNA sequences that we were able to detect and try to cross-reference them with the thousands of genomes that have been published, and it's pretty common that when we're looking at environmental DNA samples, we detect humans, because there's going to be human traces almost everywhere. But what I found very interesting was that, yes, we have detected human DNA in these areas, but we're still seeing different primate DNA. There wasn't just one human primate, there are several different primates, some sort of primate relative that exists in the data. Pan troglodyte is a species of chimpanzee which you would not see in the areas you're at. It's a real head-scratcher. It's important to note that the higher the detection, the more confidence we can say that whatever organism, whatever taxonomy we're looking at, was apparent in the area. And in this case, we're looking at the Pan genus, or the chimpanzee genus. There's 3,000 reads. The technology is constantly improving. It's getting more accurate, and now it just really comes down to making sure we have enough samples and we're confident that whatever we're studying is a unique species." Dr. Mayer expanded on this unique discovery. "Finding what appears to be a very large structure, seemingly created with intention and requiring great strength as well as foresight, is interesting. It's not unheard of for primates to stack sticks or rocks, although for me, the jury is still out as to what that was. There's no guesswork in science. It's great that eDNA was collected from that site. That may give us the answers we're looking for. The process of describing and confirming a new species is difficult. DNA is absolutely essential in the scientific community to prove that something is a new or recognized species. You have eyewitness accounts from tens of thousands of people who say they've encountered Bigfoot, some coming forward with blurry videos and photographs, but that is just not going to cut it. What we need is indisputable genetic evidence to really put this mystery to rest. And there's no doubt in my mind that we are headed in the right direction." The series finale of Expedition Bigfoot, which includes analysis of this new evidence, debuts on Sunday, March 28th. But I'm sure that's just a coincidence.